Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Good morning, Las Vegas. Thanks so much for listening again this morning. My name's John Racine with the Church of Las Vegas. Glad you're here this morning. And maybe you're going, what in the world is this doing on this station this morning at 7 o'clock? We had a young man come this last Sunday night that just was thinking he was going to be listening for something else, and here we were. And so we're so glad that God has made it possible for us to be broadcasting on these radio stations, and we're so thankful for Lotus Broadcasting as well, that we can broadcast this program, the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, over these stations. Hey, we're in Hebrews chapter 11 in the Bible. Hebrews chapter 11. We need to always remember that the Bible isn't just a book, it's a collection of writings. And it's a collection of writings by men that were moved by the Holy Spirit, the Bible says. And we can know that because the things that they wrote are true and have been confirmed and are right in all the details that have been found out about them. And even the contradictions that people seem to come up with are actually pretty easily harmonized for the most part if you will just take a look at other scriptures and consider reasonable ways those things can be taken care of. And so Hebrews is all about faith. Faith is about confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we don't see. It's based on not just some nebulous, oh, well, I hope so, but on something solid, the Word of God. Faith comes from hearing, hearing from the Word of God. And last week we started a series on Sunday morning when we meet at 10:30. We started a series about truth. And last week we talked about what is truth. And the thing about it is that real truth that totally makes a difference for life comes directly from God. In other words, all things come from God, but knowing 2 plus 2 equals 4 is not as important as knowing that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can have life except in Christ's name. He's the only way of salvation given to men. And so Hebrews is saying, look, we know that. That's the gospel. Don't go back on that. Don't turn back on that. And don't shrink back from the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ that can save our soul. And so in Hebrews 11, the author here is giving us all kinds of examples about people who lived by faith. Last week we talked about by faith, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had embraced the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead. And so in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. And so is raising the dead a problem from God? No, not at all. And so even though Isaac didn't actually die, in a sense, because God told Abraham to put him to death, it was as good as real to Abraham. And yet he figured, okay, well, God has to keep his promises. And so the only way he's going to be able to do that is raise Isaac from the dead. And he believed that he could do that. Friends, that's what resurrection is about. Okay? He believed that God could raise Isaac back from the dead. And of course, we know that God raised his own son, Jesus, from the dead. And of course, in Christ, we have the hope of resurrection, that even though we will die, our bodies will die, we're going to continue to live. And that someday, Christ is going to redeem even our bodies, the whole of creation. And so we want to be a part of those that are a part of faith. Now, these next three are going to continue to talk about patriarchs. In Hebrews 11:20, it says, "By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on top of his staff. And by faith, Joseph, when his exodus was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones." And so when we come back from this first song this morning, we're going to take a look at these three patriarchs and how they looked forward into the future. That's what faith does. It looks forward into the future and holds on to everything that God has promised to those that will come after us. And so let's listen to our first song this morning. This is a song by a cappella called "When They Ring Those Golden Bells." And this is all about there's a land beyond the river, or a land beyond death. It's called heaven, and that's what we want to be interested in. So let's listen to our first song this morning.
There's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever. And we only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll gain the portals, there to dwell with the immortals. When they ring those golden bells for you and me. There's a land,
there's a land beyond the river,
that we call,
that we call the sweet forever.
And we only,
and we only
reach that shore,
reach the shore
by faith's decree,
faith's decree, faith's decree.
In that far,
oh sweet forever,
oh, just beyond
the shining river.
Oh, when they ring
those golden bells.
Oh, when they ring
those golden bells.
Oh, when they ring
those golden bells
for you and me.
For you and me.
Oh, can't you hear
the bells ringing?
Oh, can't you hear
the angels singing?
Well, it's the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jubilee.
In that far, oh sweet forever.
Just beyond
the shining river.
Oh, when they ring
those golden bells.
Oh, when they ring
those golden bells.
Oh, when they ring
those golden bells.
For you and me. Oh, can't you hear
the bells ringing?
Oh, can't you hear
the angels singing?
Well, it's the glory, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
jubilee,
in that far, oh sweet forever,
but
just beyond the shining river,
oh, when they ring
those golden bells,
oh, when they ring
those golden bells,
oh, when they ring
those golden bells,
for you and
All right, we're back this morning, and we're in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 20. Let's start there. It says, "By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future." So if you go back to Genesis chapter 25 and starting in verse 19, it tells us that Abraham became the father of Isaac, and that Isaac, when he was 40 years old, married Rebekah, and Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife in verse 21 because she was childless, and the Lord answered his prayer, and his wife Rebekah became pregnant. And the babies jostled each other within her. She said, "Why is this happening?" So she went to inquire of the Lord, and the Lord said to her, probably through Abraham himself, that there are two nations in your womb, and two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger. Okay, so when it came time for these twins to be born, Esau came out first, and then Jacob came out grasping Esau's heel, it says. And so Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to them. And as the boys grew up, Esau became a skillful hunter, and was a man of the open country. Verse 27, Jacob was content to stay at home among the tents. So Isaac loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Now, here's the thing about it, is when God makes a choice, when God says, this is the way it's going to be, our favoritisms can't get in the way of that. And here's the thing, parents, and I always tell parents when it comes to especially Esau and Jacob here, and then ongoingly even with Jacob, is that parents strive to do your best not to show any of your children favoritism, whether you have 2 or 20, okay? Strive not to have favoritism. It may be difficult sometimes. You may like one over the other, but here's the thing. Don't show favoritism. And the fact that Isaac loved Esau, even though God had said the older will serve the younger, okay, Isaac still wanted to bless Esau over Jacob. And so this is kind of what you find in chapter 27. After Isaac had got older and he felt like he was ready to die, he wanted to bless his boys. And specifically, he wanted to bless Esau. And so Esau, go get me something to eat, prepare it, and I'll give you my blessing. Well, Rebekah heard all about that, and she wanted Jacob to have the blessing. She, I believed that Jacob was supposed to get the blessing, and Isaac, for whatever reason, going to do this. But they didn't act rightly, but God still used the choices that they made to bring about his will. And so Isaac was deceived by Rebekah and Jacob, and he did indeed give Jacob the messianic blessing. And when Esau came in and he found out that he'd been deceived, even then Isaac recognized that, well, I blessed him, and indeed he will be blessed. He recognized that he'd given that messianic blessing to his son Jacob instead of Esau. And so, Esau wasn't real thrilled with that, but that was God's choice. And you can also read more about that in Romans chapter 11. The point is that what's interesting about Hebrews, it doesn't talk about all the deception. It doesn't talk all about the deceit and the favoritism. It just says that by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. Now, he still blessed Esau. He didn't leave him with nothing. He just didn't give him the messianic blessing that Jacob ended up getting. But he was looking ahead. He was looking to the future. And friends, that's what we need to do. We need to look forward to what lies ahead. We can't live there all the time. We still need to live right now. But we need to look ahead. We need to long for Christ's appearing. We need to look forward to that place that we call heaven. Even as we talked about that Abraham did, that they admitted they were foreigners and strangers on earth, and they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Well, that's where we need to be too. And that's what Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to, was their future. Now, when we come back from our second song, we're going to talk about Jacob and how he did things, and then we'll try to get in Joseph if we have the time. But let's listen to our second song this morning. This is a song by Mercy Me called "Amazed." Amazed. Actually, it's Phillips Craig and Dean. Excuse me. Called "Amazed." Let's listen to that this morning.
You dance over me while I am unaware. You sing all around, but I never hear the sound. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you, how you love me. You paint the morning sky with a miracles in mind. My hope will always stand, for you hold me in your hand. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you, how you love me. Whoa, Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm
this morning, and boy, I like that song, and I hope you are amazed by how good and how awesome God is, and how even in spite of our foibles and follies and sinfulness and unworthiness, that God is still worthy to be praised, okay? Isaac was looking in regard to the future. Let's look at Hebrews 11 and verse 21. It says, by faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshiped as he leaned on the top of his staff. Now, we're not going to go into it in big detail this morning, but in Genesis chapter 48, after Jacob and all of his descendants, Israel, had come into Egypt where Joseph had gone, God had prepared the way before him. That's all in the last chapters of Genesis there. Joseph took his two sons who had been born in Egypt, and he brought them to his father Jacob to bless them. Now, the interesting thing about it is when Jacob went to bless Joseph's sons, instead of blessing the oldest one first, he actually crossed his hands and he blessed Ephraim first over Manasseh. Manasseh was the firstborn, Ephraim was secondborn, but Jacob crossed his hands and he blessed Ephraim first and then Manasseh. And so it's just interesting that what had happened to him, he kind of did with Joseph's sons. And it's actually kind of an interesting thing to consider and look at. And we're not going to take the time to do that in detail this morning. But again, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, so, you know, he knew his life on earth was over, but he passed the messianic blessing on to one of his sons. Now, it wasn't Joseph's sons. It was one of Judah's sons, or one of his own sons. And it wasn't Joseph or Joseph's sons. It was one of his own sons, Judah. And you can read about that in Genesis chapter 49. Judah was the one that received the messianic blessing, and ultimately Judah was the one through whom Jesus came from. He's called the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. And so Jesus was a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Jacob worshiped as he leaned on the top of his staff. In other words, his faith in God, even though it was imperfect, it was still faith in God. He trusted in God. He leaned not on his own understanding in his ways and all his ways. He acknowledged him, and God made his path straight. And here's the thing about faith. When you're living by faith, that you're standing in grace. And it's a blessing to know that God is with you and for you, and that you can have confidence in the future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons. Now, the last one is verse 22. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones. Now, this is really interesting, and I think we're going to run out of time, but if you'll go back in Genesis chapter 50 and verse 4, he talks about burying his father and said, they go back and do that. But then in Genesis 50, verses 24 down through the end of Genesis 50, Joseph talks about, hey, I'm about ready to die. God's going to take you out of here. Make sure that you carry my bones up from this place when you go. And sure enough, in Exodus, when they got ready to leave, that they took Joseph's bones with them when they left in accordance with what he had asked. And so that's a pretty amazing thing of faith, and I hope that you'll look into it even more. We're going to just touch it briefly like we did this morning. But again, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, they were all looking towards the end of their life. They were looking to Christ's second coming, if you would. And so our last song this morning is by Casting Crowns, and this is a song called Glorious Day. And as you listen to that, I hope your faith and trust and hope are in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died so that you might have life, through whom God demonstrated his love for us. Let's listen this morning.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The Word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, and buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering, anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Hands that heal nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me. Dying he saved me, and buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he just carry my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming on glorious day. Oh, glorious day.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for us this morning again. Thanks so much for listening. And I want to encourage you to live by faith this week. Live by faith for the rest of your life. And friend, if you're not living by faith, today's the day of salvation. Today's the day you start seeking after God, seeking after the answers to life, which are only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, we're the church at Las Vegas. We would love to have you come meet with us. We meet Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, and Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. We meet at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. That's right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. Well, we'd love to meet you. We'd love to get to know you a little bit better. Stop on by. You know, it's great when those of you that hear the broadcast for the first time and hear about the church, come and visit us. Want to invite all of you that have done that in the past. Come on back and let's get to know each other a little bit better. And you can find out more about us on our website, thechurchatlasvegas.com, thechurchatlasvegas.com, and that will give you a little bit more detail than I've given you here this morning. Hey, keep standing on the solid rock. As all the kids go back to school, be in prayer for them and all the teachers and everything going on. Keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living gospel.